Mornings with Ed, and I mentioned at the top of the show this morning that we were going to have true heroes in the studio here, and we do, actually, the My Hero Project. We're going to talk about that. I have Wendy Mallette and Gene Myers in studio with us this morning. Good morning, girls. How are you?
Good morning.
How's
good morning,
it going?
Good Ed.
How you doing today?
Doing good.
Good, good. The My Hero Project. Tell me, it's been around since 1995, right? It's been around for a while.
Yep.
And we have a special event happening June 8th and 9th in Santa Monica.
That's right.
Gene, tell us a little bit about it.
Okay. So My Hero began in 1995 by moms that wanted to provide positive role models in the media. It was an answer to reality television that was streaming negative images right. of things. And we wanted to children to find a place where they could discover and share stories, films, art, celebrating heroes around the world. And from that point, we've grown to a very robust online interactive website that's used by students in classrooms around the world. Our traffic to the website is about 20 million visitors a year, and it is nonprofit. We don't have any commercials on the website, which is why teachers love My Hero.
Right.
And in order to keep our project running and going, we need support from the community. So we are hosting a benefit at the Herb Albert Educational Village in Santa Monica and the beautiful Moss Theater. And our performance will be featuring Kenji Williams with Bella Gaia, which means beautiful earth. And My Hero is really trying to build a beautiful earth by educating people of all ages about the ways individuals can make a positive difference in the world, whether it's through the environment, human rights, creating understanding, peace, and tolerance among people and children, especially right now,
right.
is so important. And we really are grateful to be a partner at the Herb Albert Educational Village in Santa Monica and to be a member of the Laguna Beach community. And so many of the wonderful things that are on My Hero have come from Laguna.
Right.
So we're really hoping Laguna will show up to Santa Monica and support the My Hero Project and be inspired. Our host for the evening will be Mohammed Sidibay.
Okay.
He was a former child soldier, and he's been mentored by the My Hero Project for a decade. He's now a UN ambassador for global education, and he's in law school at Fordham. So he's a human rights activist that went from being a child soldier to someone who's promoting peace and tolerance around the world, and he's one of the leading voices for access to quality education for children worldwide.
Now, you mentioned that it started in 1995 because of reality television. Now, have you found that in the last few years, reality television has gotten worse? Is it worse now than it was in 1995?
The challenge of promoting peace, tolerance, and understanding is as great as ever,
right.
unfortunately.
And with social media now.
And with social media. So My Hero is a child-friendly destination where parents, children, and teachers can come and learn about people who are making a positive difference in the world, and there's no cost for doing that.
Right.
And we've been building this beautiful library of films with help. Wendy Mallette is the director of our media arts education programs and our film festival.
Right.
And because of people like Barbara and Greg and Sean and Megan McGilvery, who support our festival with the One World, One Ocean Award in honor of Sylvia Earle, Wendy's been able to bring together professional filmmakers as well as students, and our library online has over 3,000 short films that are used in classrooms around the world to inspire and educate and empower young people. So,
and they're all really inspirational shorts. You know, right. you bring these films, it's a great way to start a class.
Yeah.
You show one of these beautiful short films about any topic, and it really gets the kids engaged. It kind of helps introduce the students to heroes firsthand through film, and they get to meet them. And what's exciting at our benefit, we've got, we're going to be presenting, it's World Oceans Day on June 8th.
Right. I was going to ask you about, you were doing something special for World Oceans Day.
Oh, sweet.
All right.
Sweet.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So tell me about it.
Well, we love the ocean, and the right. McGilvery's, of course, they've got the One World, One Ocean campaign,
right.
which is the sponsor of the Sylvia Earle Ocean Conservation Award at our festival, our International Film Festival. And we're presenting the winner on June 8th. So
right.
we'll be showing the winning film, and representatives from One World Ocean will be there. And it's a beautiful, powerful film that you have to come to get to get find out. But there are so many people working hard to protect our precious oceans who have, it's also a time where, you know, the oceans really need a lot of attention.
Right.
And they need us. And they provided so much for us. So it's a great honor to be able to recognize people who are working hard to protect the sea. And one of the other beautiful parts of this award presentation is there's a student, Whitney Weinfordner, who's right. a Laguna Beach student.
Right.
Amazingly talented young girl who wrote a song in honor of Sylvia Earle.
Ooh.
And she's going to be performing her original song.
That is really cool.
And it's in a beautiful theater. It was paid for by the Moss family, you know, A&M Records. So acoustically, she's going to sound great. And Wendy's been working on a film with media provided by McGilvery Freeman that will accompany Whitney's song. And Media the Foundation, a nonprofit out of Dana Point, is supporting the multimedia performances that evening. So Kenji Williams, who's doing the Bella Gaia performance, which is a view of Earth from space. And he takes high-resolution images that he works with NASA to create animations and plays live music. And everyone who has witnessed his performance is really changed by it. And he does it all over the world. So we're very grateful that he's coming in to perform Bella Gaia for us. Mohammed's coming in to be the host of the program. Right. Whitney's coming from Laguna. And it should be a really moving evening for people in a beautiful venue. And there's parking. So.
The address is 3131 Olympic, and that's in Santa Monica.
Right.
3131 Olympic. And Wendy, you mentioned something earlier that just caught me. You said that these first 10-minute little shorts engage the kids. And that's the most huge thing, is the engaging of kids.
Yeah.
Kids stay quiet until we engage them, for
exactly,
the most part.
Exactly.
They do.
Exactly. I mean, and that's one of the beautiful things about myhero.com website, is because we are a free resource for teachers. So any teacher with any lesson in any classroom anywhere in the world can go to My Hero and find inspiration.
Right.
And they could do it with, there are stories, there is art, but there are also these short films. And the short films really introduce some amazing people who are working so hard to protect our environment, to protect human rights, you know, to stand up for those who don't have a voice. And so we do find the short format of the films is a great way to engage, because they're short. And so in fact, on Sunday, there's a free screening of a bunch of short films.
Okay.
And so Sunday's film screening is going to be Ocean Finalists. So all the there's 6 finalists for the Sylvia Earle Award this year, and we're going to show all of them on Sunday, along with social justice films. And maybe Jeannie could talk a little bit about Trey, who's going to host
that.
Well,
one of the people that we've watched grow up again with My Hero is Trey Carlisle. He's a student at Soka University, and he's made beautiful films about social justice, and he will be the host of our program, and he's also worked with other nonprofits in Laguna. So it'll be a really inspiring afternoon of movies, an opportunity to learn more about My Hero. And then Saturday, for people that want to spend an afternoon in Los Angeles or Santa Monica, from 5 to 6, we're going to have Meet the My Hero Mentors. So Wendy Millett, who runs our film festival program, will be speaking, and Victoria Murphy, another Laguna resident who's the curator and development person for My Hero's Art Gallery Online, will be speaking about her program. Art is a great way to share stories of heroes with people around the world, because it's a universal language.
Right.
And we've had some great artists from Laguna, Patsy Ober and Doug Miller, contribute art to our gallery, and you can see their works online. Mark Ostrich is a Laguna resident parent, and he has just returned from doing a My Hero workshop funded by the State Department in India, teaching young activists how to use film as a medium for social change.
Nice.
And Mark will be sharing what he learned about that experience in India, and it's our hope that Mark will be able to do workshops with students in Laguna Beach to use those same resources to build documentaries for our upcoming Laguna Hero Fest.
It has to be so fulfilling to light a spark under a young person to get them involved. And so when you do the Meet the Mentors, is that what's on your mind as you're speaking to them?
Right. Well, and the Meet the Mentors specifically is geared for teachers,
right,
so they could learn how to use our resources. So, you know, teachers are such a precious resource in and of themselves.
The most noble profession on earth, just about.
Right? And they're the ones who, and I also am a teacher. And so, you know, to be able to light that spark in a child and see, to have them go from not really knowing what they care about to passionately working for a cause is really probably one of the most gratifying feelings there could be. Right. And so, you know, Laguna has been such a source for my hero. It's where we started. Every year we have a Laguna Hero Fest, usually in the spring. This year it's going to be in the fall. So we're currently accepting submissions for the Laguna Hero Fest. So we're looking for Laguna heroes.
How can we submit? Where do we send our submissions?
So you go to myhero.com/submit.
Okay.
And that's the easy way to submit to My Hero.
Okay.
And we're going to be having an event in the fall. And we really want to appreciate, too, like Judy Anderson is one of our board members, and she's a Laguna resident who's also done incredible things.
And she gives an award at our festival from the Foundation for the Contemporary Family to encourage relations, building healthy relations in different forms of family. And, you know, she helped seed the My Hero Teachers Room back in 1997. She understood what we were trying to do. And she said, I want to help provide a space where teachers can share lesson plans and resources. So that teacher's room is used by teachers in 197 countries. And the My Hero website homepage is a magazine. So any day of the year that you're looking for hope or inspiration, our content changes. And we celebrate International Day of Biodiversity. We celebrate World Oceans Day. And when we celebrate it, we provide a menu, a curated menu of stories, art, and films that teachers can share in a 40-minute lesson plan with their kids. So all of this actually does cost money, to keep the web safe, to make sure that, you know, hackers don't come into our website, to make sure that the content that we publish is child-friendly and appropriate. You know, we have a dedicated team. God bless Becky and Doug Miller. Becky Miller, for 17 years, has read like 50,000 stories that have been submitted to the My Hero website. And she's recently stepped down from the active role of reading all the stories and is mentoring a great writer. But her imprint on My Hero and Doug Miller's imprint on My Hero is lasting, and I'm hoping we'll come out with a book of Becky's favorite stories in the fall.
Oh, good idea.
So, you know, I mean, the stories range from a third grader to a professional. Elie Wiesel, who's a very famous writer, wrote a chapter in the My Hero book, and Muhammad Ali, before he died, wrote a chapter about his hero Nelson Mandela in our book. Right. And the book is available. You can buy the copy of the book. Yeah. Simon & Schuster came out with it in 2007, so we're ready for another issue. But in the meantime, I really, you know, I want to focus on our attention on this coming June 8th and 9th. We have a weekend of opportunities for our friends in Laguna to support My Hero. Come to our benefit Saturday night. Come earlier in the day, the free afternoon program from 5 to 6. Check out the Herb Albert Educational Village. And Sunday, come see movies in the afternoon with your family.
It's the My Hero Project. It happens June 8th and 9th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. We're going to do Meet the Mentors, a Night of Heroes, a World Oceans Day. And it occurs to me that it's not just a great source for teachers, but it's a great source for parents, too. Parents might want to strike up a conversation.
Absolutely.
And instead of just dully watching into the television and stuff for the next reality show, that would be a nice conversation to have at the house.
Definitely. And I just want to make sure people knew the links that would take them right to the information. myhero.com/benefit2019 will get you right to the page with everything about the benefit. And if you can't come, which we really hope you can, but if you can't make it, you could show your support, go to myhero.com/donate.
Okay.
And anything helps. And we really appreciate the support of the community.
Give us that address again, myhero.com.
Myhero.com/donate.
We've been speaking to Wendy Millett and Gene Myers in the My Hero Project. It happens June 8th and 9th in Santa Monica at 3131 Olympic Boulevard. Ladies, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
Will we see you in the fall? Let's have you back in the fall before we have the...
Absolutely. We'll come back.
Let's do that. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.